Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
You want to go do karate in the garage?
Yup!
Big time of friendship.
I like you. Do you like me?
I do like you.
You are my friend.
You're a nice young man, and I am your friend.
Shut up, please. I got friends now. I don't need you anymore.
Friend requests.
The friend request?
Why ain't this my friend request, bro? But you don't want to be my friend.
Welcome to the friend request. It's your host, Chloe Madron, as usual. Welcome to the show. I'm just dropping in at the top of the show to say hello. And to let you know, of course, that my tickets to my show Hot Girl Stuff are on sale now for Melbourne Comedy Festival and Sydney Comedy Festival. And if you are, you know, around, I'd love to see you there. It's going to be really fun. I've actually done the trial now and, like, guys, it's good. It's good. It's so funny. So come and see me live in Melbourne or Sydney. Tickets will be in the show notes. The ticket link will be in the show notes and in the link in my bio on Instagram. So go check it out. I also wanted to let you guys know that, like, I love hearing from you. This week's episode, I actually had one question from a listener that I included. And I love hearing from you. So if you guys do want to get in touch and, you know, either give me some feedback on the pod, probably preferably positive, but no, you know, just tell me what you're up to, be friends and all of that. I would absolutely adore to hear from you. Send me your stories, your dilemmas. If you have any questions or want advice on friendship stuff or anything really, you can email me at thefriendrequestpod@gmail.com. I think, or thefriendrequestpodcast@gmail.com. I should double check that. I'll put it in the show notes. Email me. I also wanted to say quickly that I am so sorry, but I have paused the Patreon. This is crazy. But basically, I am so swamped with the podcast at the moment and the show and trying to actually make some money doing jobs, walking dogs. I am just so swamped, and I haven't been able to make enough bonus content for the Patreon, and I felt really bad. It was keeping me up at night, so I was like, I'm just going to put it on pause so I'm not taking anyone's money unfairly. So I just wanted to let you know that I am going to just wait until the festival season's over. It's my first ever hour show. It's my first festival, and it's like a big deal. I'm trying to make it really good so that people like me. After that, I will make it a priority. I also, you know, don't tell anyone, but I may or may not be moving the podcast, and may or may not be getting some help with the editing and all that sort of stuff, which means that I will have a whole lot more time to make bonus content for all you wonderful people who are out in the Patreon trying to support and get more stuff. You know, I absolutely am so grateful for people even being there in the first place, but Give me a second and I'm going to really make it like pow, crazy, amazing. I promise. In the meantime, you've still got episodes coming to you for free every single week. And I hope that you like them. I know that, you know, the YouTubers, there are ads on the YouTube, there are ads on the audio listens as well. And I want to let you guys know that I'm actually so grateful that you listen and listen to the ads. And I mean, I shouldn't say skip them. I think that I'll get in trouble, but you know, do whatever. But I'm just really grateful that you listen to the ads supported like episodes. I'm really, really grateful. And that you like and listen to the show in general. You know, I can't tell you how much it means to me that you'll like the show. It's awesome. I freaking love doing it. I love doing the podcast for you guys. I love the guests. I think it's a really fun time. So I hope that in the meantime, while there's no bonus content right now, you can continue to enjoy the weekly episodes with my gorgeous, gorgeous guests. Speaking of gorgeous, gorgeous guests, this week's guest is just a pure delight. Like, just the loveliest gal, and she's so funny and talented. She's a wonderful podcaster. She is actually on the part of the same podcast, co-host to the same podcast as the wonderful Beck Charwood. The podcast being Screen Queens, of course. Go check that out. I highly, highly recommend it. They are just dynamic together. They're awesome. But on her own as well. This guest today is amazing. She's so wonderful. She's so funny. She's so talented. Please enjoy her. It's the very, very best. Alex J.
Boys, boys, boys. Screw the boys. Oh my God.
It's just better. It's just better. Right? No boys are doing this.
No one's doing this shit. Please.
Oh, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Oh my God, of course. It's so good to have you because we don't really know each other.
Yeah. And so we're a bit ships in the night.
I know. I mean, that's
gigs in the night.
Gals doing comedy, right?
Isn't it?
There can only be one.
Yeah, we only get to say hello to one other lady per night. And you just haven't been that for me yet.
I know. It sucks because I like, you know, I've gotten to know Beck a lot more, and this episode will actually come out just after an episode with Beck. So I'm pretty excited about it. Besties, back to back.
Thank you.
but obviously, she's always singing your praises. And I even just from briefly meeting you, I'm like, Alex J is the coolest.
Stop it!
So it's great to have you here.
That's the first time that has ever been said in a sentence before. But thank you.
Really?
So yeah, I think so. I've got the data.
You want a cool kid data. Or anything? Mm-mm. Really?
Well, also, my name only changed to Alex J in like 5-6 years ago.
Okay.
That's my stage name.
Okay.
So maybe people said Alex Wallish and was cool, but I don't think that happened either.
Smart of you to have a stage name.
Thank you.
Very, very smart.
Well, at this, like, I mean, when I did it, it was like, oh no, it wasn't 5 years ago. It was more like 10 years ago, really, when I started. And like, because my last name's really hard to pronounce, and MCs were always mucking it up. And I didn't care about it, but it was just more like, for everyone else's ease,
make it easier.
I'll make it a nice monosyllabic word. But now I feel like the tides are kind of changing.
And you reckon?
The more crazy, interesting name you have, the better. So there's part of me that's like, maybe I should have kept with the Eastern European Polish heritage, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. I'm trying to think of some wacky names that I know that are successful people.
Some
Michael.
No, that's
McGlugal.
True. They don't. Well, when I did change my name, I did look up to be like, is this lame? And also, what actors and stuff have stage names? And there's heaps of them.
There's so many. No, it's actually very, 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 very smart.
I feel very comforted by that.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I wish I had made some of those decisions with many of the things that I've done over my life.
Do you know what? I was actually thinking about your name today. Because I changed my name.
Yeah.
Now anytime I see anyone in performance and their names, I'm just like, that's a good name. And you have a great name.
Really?
Just naturally. Well done.
Thank you. Well, thank you so much.
Madren, two syllables in each.
Yeah, that does work. But people do often say Madden.
Rude.
It's okay, just that's
on,
just
guys.
A reading problem. Like, it's so phonetic.
This mine's Polish. So
yeah. Exactly.
Madren? Come on.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, that's rude.
Thank you. So, because you know, I don't know much about you. I want to learn everything. And You're saying you don't think that you were told that you were cool, but I want to know, what were you like as a kid?
Oh, as a kid?
Yeah, as a kid, all the way back.
I was just a pretty medium gal.
Mm?
Medium in all things, just middle of the road.
Okay.
I have a sister. I have a younger sister, three years younger, so we grew up together.
That's good.
She's my bestie.
Oh.
But we only became besties when I was 18 and she was 16.
Yep.
Until then, we hated each other. And then as soon as we started talking boys, we became best friends.
Mm-hmm. That makes total sense. Yeah. Yep. Did you guys get violent ever as children?
Big time. Yes. Yeah. She has in our adult years very quietly and nicely expressed to me potentially some trauma left over from it. But, you know... I was the oldest sister. There's been a big surgence on TikTok of talking about older sister syndrome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And how you are just so awful to your younger siblings and you shouldn't be held accountable for it. So that's I wasn't like violent, but we got into some scraps.
Oh, of course. No, I totally understand
more
that.
More screaming. Do you have siblings?
I do. I have an oldest brother and then an older sister and then a younger sister.
Okay.
But at mum's house, I was the youngest. So I was like kind of had the mostly the youngest child.
Were you bullied by the older ones?
And the younger one.
Good. Okay, that makes me feel better.
I mean, I think I'm the only one that actually ever punched anyone. So I also...
Good for you. And that's why you're the comedian in the family.
Yeah. The most violent wins.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we had some scraps, some pulling hair and there. Mostly screaming and crying.
Yeah. Really. Kids can be very dramatic.
They are.
I'm glad that you're okay now. I do. I feel really bad for people who aren't girls with sisters. And that I mean, you can be a boy with a sister. It's not the same. Mm. You can be a girl with no sisters. Like, just to be a girl with a sister.
So fun.
Oh my God, isn't it?
So good.
It's like, I'm so lucky.
It's really cool. I have always wondered what it would be like to have a brother.
Yeah.
But I'm happy with my sister.
Okay.
At this late stage.
Did you ever let her know that you wanted her to be a brother maybe?
Oh, probably. That's probably where some of those scraps came from.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I think that having an older brother, we just wanted to be him, you know?
Yeah.
That was always a big thing. He was gaming, so I was like, I'll learn gaming. And that's where the pick me started.
Yes. Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
I would have 100% fallen deep into that with an older brother. My God. Oh, yeah.
Like, please, I just want to be like
Absolutely.
You and cool.
Absolutely. And all your friends.
Oh, my God. Older brothers having their men friends. Well, child boyfriends, but you know what I mean. I don't want to say boyfriends because they're not children. They were. I was a child.
They grown man friends that come over. Innocuously and in a very cool way.
In a very cool way. Yeah, man, it was awesome. But off limits.
Mm.
Absolutely off limits.
Well, I mean, I became a bit of a pick me even without an older brother. I think everyone goes through that stage.
It happens.
In their late teen years. But my sister was the same. She was very much like wanted to. Maybe I just was given like a false sense of authority from our relationship because she did the thing, the younger sister thing of like wanting to be me, wanting to do all the things I wanted, wanting to like all the things I wanted. And then I was the older sister that was, I gate kept everything.
Oh my God, of course. Yeah, as you should.
The power I had in life. I was a huge Michael Jackson fan growing up.
Yeah.
And a story she still tells to this day is that anytime I would watch a Michael Jackson concert in my bedroom, I had a little TV in my bedroom, and she wanted to watch it with me, she was allowed to, but she had to sit on the floor. She was not allowed to sit on the bed with me.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry, Dominique.
No, it's good. It builds character.
She's a strong lady now.
Yeah, exactly. what were you like at school with friends?
I was, it's so tropey and lame, but I did like to think of, I loved comedy and I loved funniness and I grew up like being obsessed with comedy movies and quoting things.
Bit of Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler, Jim Carrey especially.
Oh my God.
He was a big one for me growing up.
Yeah.
So I just very much like, I just loved joking around and quoting things with my friends and the boys if they would.
Yes. Oh, of course. Of course. Would you say that like, because, you know, so many comics say it, that you're a bit of a floater? kind of friends with everyone.
Yeah, you're right. I did have like, especially in high school, I had like kind of three main friendship groups from different, like I did a lot of, so my sister was a dancer growing up and I did acting, like outside of school acting, drama classes and stuff. So I had like my drama friends, theater kids.
Great.
My cool school friends. Yeah, I was a bit of a floater.
Yeah, okay.
Were you?
Yes, when I was older, but I was always still very weird and like, I think pretty friends-ish with everyone. Yeah. But I like the reason, one of the reasons I am doing the podcast is because I did have a lot of weirdness with friends growing up, especially being bi and being so into literally everyone.
Yeah,
and so
yep.
I'd make a friend and then we'd make out as a lot of people get do. Weird. Yeah, it would be very tough from there. And I'm like, maybe I'm in love with you. Okay, I don't know where the line is.
I have no boundaries
and
friendships.
I struggled with that until about 25.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that for sure.
Oh, God. Yeah, but see, Beck related to that as well.
Yeah. Look, I think a lot of ladies do. Mm-hmm. I'm by myself. I realized it in high school. I didn't do anything about it for a long, long time. But definitely had little crushes here and there and stuff and nerves.
It's complicated.
It's very complicated. Yeah. They don't teach you these things.
No, they don't.
The movies and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely not enough. Maybe more now for the kids. Yeah. You know?
Gen Alpha will be so set.
Oh, they're fine. I've
so emotionally regulated.
Oh, absolutely. Mm. So I was at some gig in Melbourne where it was like a bunch of uni students from O Week. So like baby uni students.
Well, scary.
So scary. So scary. I really wanted them to think I was cool. Yeah. I don't think they did. But they were sitting up there and one of the comics asked them if they were queer, like if anyone was queer, and they were all like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's everyone.
That's a default, dude.
Yeah.
Ask something it's more awesome. Interesting.
It's so cool. Everyone's like, yeah, just sucking and fucking whatever.
That's awesome.
It's so great.
How fun.
I know. Yeah. I think because I went to a school of arts, being like a gay man was a lot more accepted there.
Interesting.
To a point where I think some of the boys were not gay and were like, yeah, I'm gay because I'm a theater kid and I'm...
Oh my gosh, how the tables have turned.
I know.
In society. That's
I
lovely.
Know. it was weird, but still being a girl who likes girls, they were a little bit like...
We don't know what to do with that. No, we're not ready yet. Not yet. Back to us in 15.
Okay, so oh god, I love the outside of school friendships as well. Doing the acting together.
Yeah, extracurriculars.
Yeah. How long were you with the same sort of group?
Still to this day.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of wow. I still I'm actually catching up with that group of friends in a few weeks for lunch. Aww. Which is really cute.
That's so nice.
A lot of my friends I've actually been taking stock of this a lot recently. I haven't made a lot of new friends in like my 30s, like adulthood. I feel like all of my friends were made high school, early 20s, and I've just grabbed onto them.
Yeah.
Like, you are staying for forever, for better or worse.
That's great, though. Yeah. Do you like consciously put in effort to maintain those friendships, like messaging and hanging out?
Probably not as much as I should.
No.
I feel like I'm the weak link.
Do you think someone's doing it, though, in the groups?
Yeah. It's not me, though.
No, but there's always someone.
But I love the girls that it is. Thank you so good. Much for doing the Lord's work. I'm very good at messaging and stuff.
Yeah.
We're very busy. I don't get time to like hang out with people as much as I would like and all that kind of
no
stuff.
No one does.
Yeah.
Everyone's, I mean,
that's not unique.
That's growing up, right?
It is, isn't it?
Just, you got to make money and do things you're passionate about and all that takes a lot of time. And being in a happy and healthy relationship.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That's, honestly, all of that takes up so much time.
Yeah. And, I mean, I do believe you're a cat mother as well, right?
Thank you.
Of course.
I didn't want to bring it up.
No.
Two cats, by the way.
Two cats. Oh, my God. Okay. Her hands are full.
But also, like, when you're in, like, you know, the industries that we're in and stuff, so much of the work you do is unpaid and all that stuff as well. So it's not like I'm just, like, working 80 hours a week paid and I'm rich as shit.
Yep.
Maybe working 20 hours of paid work. The rest is for fun.
I get ya. Yeah. Oh, I get ya. I'm like, I'm always joking on the pod being like, oh, I don't have a real job or anything. Like I do dog walking for some money. And nice. Even that, it's a few hours a day because mm-hmm. the rest of the time is going into this and exactly. gigs. And like there is money coming in from that now, but it's still. Not much.
Not the same as like an office job equivalent yeah. per
oh,
hour.
No. And my mother just yesterday on the phone, she was like, you got to stop saying that you don't work, honey. You work so hard. And I'm like, yeah, but nobody respects this.
Yeah. I want to push it on people.
I mean, I'm in a fucking blanket fort. Like, what are we doing?
But it takes time to set this shit up. This doesn't just happen.
It doesn't. It doesn't.
It's freaking gorgeous.
Thank you.
Up and down every time.
Yeah, up and down, up and down. The whole thing, it's hard work.
And you are a hard worker.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
But I so understand that.
Yeah.
Mind frame of being like, but I don't want to tell anyone.
No. I'm so busy, it's but like, real. Oh my God, I've got nothing on.
Yeah.
So if you met most of your friends now in your teens and early 20s, like, when did you meet Beck?
So I say most.
Most.
But I met Beck. So we met when I just turned 30.
Mm-hmm.
And we met via Twitter.
She shout did mention Twitter. That. Did it's she? So cute.
A mutual friend of ours, like a comedian, had retweeted one of her tweets.
Yeah.
And I just remember reading it and being like, that's fucking funny. Who's this bitch?
I love
and
that.
And it was like an American comedian too. So yeah. Then I realized she was Australian and I was like, oh my God, we should hang out. She's like, I'm moving to Sydney soon. And the rest is history.
That's a millennial love story.
It is.
Oh my God.
Days of Twitter, not X. Yeah. Back when Twitter was fun and lovely and people
would just
together.
Talk, yeah, nicely. Like, literally. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to be open with it. I'm deadly envious because that sounds so cute.
Thank you so much.
Oh my God. I'm like, I'm so glad for and so grateful for my sisters, but they are in Queensland and I'm like,
oh, that's hard.
It is hard. Yeah. And I'm just looking around like, where's my girl bestie?
Here
what
we
the
are.
Hell?
Here we are, me and Beck.
You guys are beautiful. I'm just going to shove myself.
Please. The more the merrier.
Actually, I did say to her the other day after our record, I was like, now I'd like to organize a girls' night, but I don't know Alex very well and I want her there.
See, I would love to do that. See, that's the kind of stuff that I don't think of doing and I don't think of organizing. And then like if it's presented to me, I would fucking love to do that stuff, but I just don't think of it.
See, I think of it, but then I get shy.
Cool. No, do it.
All right, we're done.
Do it. And like I feel bad. I have made friends in recent
of course,
years as
of
well.
Course,
I don't,
yeah.
In case they're listening, I don't want to discount them as not real friends.
No, of course.
But
I
like,
understand.
You know, through work, through workplaces, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I am very fascinated about that because, you know, I've worked a lot of jobs and it happens when you leave a job, everyone's like, we've got to stay in touch and be best friends. And I haven't often, there are a few people.
Yeah.
But I haven't often done that.
You can kind of tell when it's an empty,
thought.
Yeah. No, of course we'll hang out.
Yeah.
When we leave, kind of thing.
Oh, that's so nice. Mm. Wow. Yeah. Was it workplaces that like are within your career still? Like, you know, was it production sort of stuff?
No. So I've only started working in podcast production in the last 2 years.
Yeah. Okay.
Before that, all my day jobs were accidentally government day jobs. I worked in health a lot.
Oh, wow.
Health, like hospitals, all admin roles.
Yeah.
In hospitals. And I worked at 000 for a few years on the phones for police, which is very interesting. I do have a few friends that like I still see from that job. I think trauma bonded.
Yeah.
In some ways,
that makes sense. That makes total sense. Oh my God.
Yeah. So like definitely, yeah, I got some mates left over from jobs. And my current job, I have a couple of really close friends there. But yeah, I think as you get older, I think it's more circumstantial when like friendships get made.
Yeah,
like
totally.
Through comedy as well. Because you're seeing the same people every night.
Yes, 100%. And you say as you get older, but I do have a theory that it's when you're a kid as well. It's the neighbors next door. It's
oh my gosh, of course.
Whoever's at school,
whoever's
sitting
in your drama
near
class,
you. Exactly.
In your dance class.
I think proximity plays like a massive part.
That is so true. Through the entirety of your life.
Which kind of doesn't make one feel special.
Sure. But hey, it works.
Yeah. And I don't know. I take a little bit of peace from knowing that life is a bit more circumstantial like that, you know?
I fucking love that.
Right.
You can give up, the control.
Yeah, there's no free will. It's like, whatever, everything's happening.
I'd love to give up control. I'm a very anxious person. That sounds like a dream. Get the control away from me. I can't handle it.
I see. I am a control freak. I
you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need it. And if but I could just be relieved of that want, mm-hmm. Oh, my life would be so much easier.
Wouldn't it?
And less sweaty.
100%.
Shaky.
God, yeah, yeah. The control stuff is bad.
Mm.
I didn't realize it so much until I was in like a live-in partner relationship.
Oh, that'll show it.
It really does.
That'll show it.
My God.
Share space and life and
yeah,
chores and things. Yeah.
It's like, don't worry, I will do it because you can't.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to be mad about it.
But then I'm going to tell you.
Oh, my God. Am I going to be mad about it?
As I get older, I've become that bitch though that's like, can you do this? And then if it's not done in 5 seconds, oh, I'll do it.
Oh, my God. It's understandable.
So cheeky.
So
much fun for him.
But you and your partner are getting married, am I correct?
We're engaged. Yes, we're engaged.
Oh my God, so beautiful. Congratulations.
Thanks so much. So grown up.
So grown up. Holy moly.
I just want to also say thank you so much for this delicious juicy velour.
You're so welcome.
Jumper. So I currently have a new podcast with aforementioned Beck Charwood called Screen Queens. It's on Screen Queens. We wear velour tracksuits every time. And I meant to bring my velour tracksuit for tonight because we're in
a
freaking blanket fort. And I forgot, but you had one on hand.
I have one on hand. You know what?
Incredible.
I've also got a basket full of costume headwear. Just in case a guest arrives and they feel like getting a little dressed up.
I fucking love that.
I think I offered some to Ben Lee when he came on. It was a Halloween episode. And I was like, did you want to wear some devil horns? And he was like, no.
I would have brought my own.
Like, okay. I mean, sorry. Weird that you don't. Whatever.
It was definitely on the brief. But okay, Ben Lee.
Oh, no, I'm glad. I'm glad you look great in it.
Thank you so much.
You look gorgeous.
But yes, sorry, now I've just been distracted by the ring again.
It's a very distracting ring.
Thank you.
Holy moly.
He did very well.
He did.
So we've been together for coming up on 4 years now, and we got engaged in January this year.
Oh, my God. So gorgeous.
Which is fun.
Do you know if he got help with the ring?
He did not get help with the ring. So
wow.
Like about maybe 6 months before that, we'd had the chat of – you know, I just like, speaking of control issues, I was just like, you know, in the next 12 months, if this is where it goes, I'd be so happy to get engaged. Like, let's
beautiful
just letting you know
phrasing.
That. And I'll just leave it up to you now. Like relinquish control, which was so fucking hard.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and then on that day that we'd had the convo, I'd sent my sister some screenshots of different types of rings.
Yeah.
On how he approaches you.
Yes,
this is
so
what
smart.
I want you to send him these exact links. But then it turns out he never even spoke to her. He completely just decided it all off the back of his own
noggin.
And it was exactly what I would have wanted.
Oh, my God. That is so
cool.
Impressive.
Yeah, I was like, very bold of you, sir. But
yeah.
It paid off.
Holy moly. Mm. Oh, my gosh. That's so gorgeous. I love that. You say like, oh, you know, I the control stuff, like you waited 3 years to slightly float it. That's pretty nice.
To be honest, I'm 37. Mm-hmm. Like I was just happy to be involved. we're just having such a great time. And then I think it was like 3 years in, we're like, that's what made me think of it. I'm like, oh, this is like the next step. So just fly. If it comes up, I'm in.
Oh, my God. That's so good. Man, my problem is with Jacob. When we started dating, we, you know, both had a vast array of experiences and were just so quickly certain about each other that we joked and were like, wouldn't it just be better if maybe we just eloped to tell our friends, because we weren't telling anyone at first because, you know, comedy.
But you were even together. Yeah. And suddenly, oh, I love that.
So we were like, if we just announce it to everyone as a marriage, then they'll take us seriously.
Yeah, true. Yeah, conversation about that.
You know, we're a couple of ex-sluts. And yes, we have exes in the scene. So we wanted people to know this one's different.
This one's real. Look at this.
But we didn't do that, you know, for obvious reasons to some, not me, but to some. And then basically since then, we still like went on Facebook and we're like, yeah, married on Facebook. Cute. Like psychos. But because of that, I've just kind of had it in my head as we're engaged to be engaged.
I like that.
Thank you.
I really like that.
Thank you. But then, you know, years are going by and I'm like, but actually though...
That's not as pretty on the finger though, is it?
And I started saying to him, I'm like, you can't call me your wife unless you actually marry me.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
It is fun. But I also am like, maybe I'll take the brakes off a little. I have no...
What's his vibe around it though?
Oh, he's so keen. He just wants to save money.
Keep on.
I know. And I'm like, money, shmoney. Get a credit card.
Yeah. Also like... It's hard to, because like, I don't think of being engaged as, okay, next step is wedding. Mm-hmm. So we have to worry about that. Like, I'm more than happy to be engaged for forever.
Yeah.
Even. Yeah. My aunt and uncle have two kids and they are just engaged. They've been engaged for like 20 years.
Oh, that's so cool.
They got the ring, had the big party.
That's really cool.
That's the thing. So like, I think you've got to take it in stages and not, I'm talking to Jacob right now, not think of engagement meaning, okay, next step is like tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh my God.
You
thank
you.
Just
have a lovely engagement for as long as you want.
I absolutely love that. I love a long engagement. Yeah. I think it's cool as hell.
I think it's really cool.
I think it's cool as hell.
And engagement, I feel like, is the fun part of the process. Like once you're married, you're like,
Everyone, like literally the moment that you get married, everyone's like, you're no longer the bride.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, pop some kids out.
Yeah.
Get
no,
a mortgage.
Boo.
But engaged is fun.
It's youthful.
Sexy.
It's, am I a child bride?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that.
I recommend it.
All right. Thank you for that. Listen, Jacob.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Would you say that your partner is your best friend?
Yeah, cute. I would say that. Absolutely. Yeah, he's pretty cool. I like him, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
He's one of my faves.
You know, you say obviously, but I saw a TikTok today of a guy being like, the perfect husband. And then he's saying things like very passive aggressively, like, oh, yeah, sure. I love it when you give me directions and then forget to tell me where to turn. And I was like, so I've read the comments, which I shouldn't do. But I did. And everyone's like, oh, this is so my wife or whatever. And I'm like,
oh, yuck.
So many people hate
their
spouse.
You hate your wife.
They hate their wives.
You hate your wife.
It's so sad.
No, I love my fiance. He's great.
Good.
He's super cool.
Oh, thank God. I mean, it would be crazy if you came on here and were like, nah. He's fine.
We can geo-block just him, right? Just his handset listening to this.
You're like, I mean, it's definitely still Beck, number one.
I mean, yeah. He knows that.
I did give her the worst ever would you rather and said, would you rather grow old with your best friend or your boyfriend?
Well, that's not fair.
I know.
Can't it be both?
I know. Well,
the three of us get a house together?
That's so cute. I let her cheat. I said, just say Alex.
Well, Alex Milinkovic can come along too. So it'll be the four of us. We'll have a nice old house.
But if she just says Alex, then it's.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Smart. Just don't get a transcription.
No.
We don't know which one. No, it is.
Captions are off of that YouTube episode.
Would you? Well, what's your answer? Would you rather grow up with your best friend or your partner?
I mean, right now, my best friend is my partner and my cat, and I'm.
Wait, you have a cat in here?
Yeah, I'll show you after.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
He tends to try and climb on things and fuck with stuff, so he's not allowed. Yeah.
How old is he?
He's two.
Oh, fuck yeah,
he's a little baby. He's a
little baby. What color is he?
He's ginger, but he's like strawberry blonde.
Oh.
He's a quarter ragdoll.
Oh, I can't believe my spidey senses didn't ping as soon as I walked in here.
I'm so sorry.
I'm distracted now.
Things. See, there's a cat fountain right there.
Of course there is. That's not for you.
No, that's for me. I like to keep my water fresh. I can only drink from a fountain. How old are your cats?
So we have a bit of a Brady Bunch melded family. Aww. So I came in with my cat. His name is Puppy. He is four now. But we met, like, he came in when he was just like, I rescued him during, he was COVID baby.
Oh.
And Cleo, who belongs to Luke, she's 12. So she's big. She's old.
Oh.
But she's tiny, fluffball, 12-year-old lady. And mine's a big, fat, 4-year-old doofus. So it took a long time for them to get used to. It's really been in the last – we've lived together for like 3 years now. And it's only been in the last 6 months that they're really – they're cool now.
Wow.
It was a long time of just keeping them separated.
Is that stressful?
It was. Yeah. Now that I think back on it.
But that's hard.
Mum life.
Mm. Blended family.
Like that must be how my parents felt when my sister and I were fighting all the time.
100%.
Let her watch Michael Jackson in your bed or get out.
Oh, absolutely. I remember my parents were so happy when my little sister and I started getting along. She's like my ex-stepmom, beautiful Sharon's. I've been pulled up by my family that I have to start naming people.
Oh, right. Okay. With an adjective in front.
I'm like, the listeners don't know. Anyway, her daughter. Mm-hmm. So she came into the picture. She was four. I was five. And like, you know. I was like, this cute bitch.
Yes.
I was the cute bitch.
This is my territory.
She was blonde. I'm like, excuse me?
Rude.
Gorgeous.
Is this in the 90s?
How old am I? Yeah, I guess
blonde
99.
In the 90s. Rude.
I know. It was rude. It was very, very rude. And just when we started getting along, I know they were happy, but they got divorced like the next year.
Okay, well, that's extra rude.
I know. Like, what do you guys expect?
How long were they together for? Like, how long did you live with her for?
We still live together.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. She still came to Dad's house, but I like by that point, I think they had been together for like 10 or 12 years or something.
Oh, wow.
Like,
yeah,
10 years maybe.
So you'd forged a solid path together.
Oh yeah.
What's her name?
Ayla.
Ayla, cute.
Yeah, she is. Oh, soul sister.
She's still blonde.
Yes.
Good for her.
Just naturally. I mean, to get little touch ups, but it's crazy. I actually should remember her because I was talking about this on a recent episode where I look at blondes and I think, you've got money.
Yeah.
And I'm so judgmental about
True.
It. But I should think about my literal own sister. I'm like, no, she doesn't.
She's
what am I talking about? She's just blonde. That's crazy. Okay, I'm blowing my own mind.
This is exciting.
This is exciting. Anyway. I have a question.
Mm.
This is a listener question, and I'm very curious to see what would you do. And if this has happened, don't feel like you have to disclose anything.
Mm-hmm.
I am always trying to get the tea, but no one's ever obliged to spill any. But what would you do if your partner didn't like your friend?
Ooh. Mm. You know what? That has happened before.
Whoa.
Not with this guy,
mm-hmm.
But with a previous partner who was awful and very emotionally fucked up and abusive and all this stuff. And if you can believe it, didn't like my friend who was telling me to get out of the relationship.
What? Okay.
That's probably the only time that that's happened, though.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I feel like I've always had partners that have just really gotten along with my friends.
Yeah, oh, that's so good.
Yeah, but yeah. What did I do? I did nothing for about 18 months too long. And then I finally did something.
Oh, God. Did you even, like, see the friend less or anything? Or just not let it affect it?
It was a weird situation because I was living overseas at the time.
Yeah, okay.
And so she'd come over to visit.
Yeah.
Saw the dynamic that we were displaying in our home life and was like, oh, this is not what you had described on Skype.
Got it. Totally know what
I
mean.
And then she was the one who was like, should we just go out for coffee? Just the two of us? Yeah. I don't know if this is that good. And I'm like, are you sure? He told me it's good. So.
Oh, my God.
And then she went home. But then eventually I was like, nah, fuck this. And went back home. And we were stronger than ever once I got home.
That's
from
so
that.
Good.
But yeah, I've never had one in a normal situation.
Yeah.
Have you?
No, you've definitely made me think about the only time, and it has been in a bad thing. But I definitely just at that time for the entire like 4 years I was with this loser. Mm-hmm. I just had his friends. But
yeah,
he got so gross that by the time I broke up with him, he had also lost the friends. Like they were with me, you know?
Wow. Yeah. That shows everything. That's really satisfying, actually.
Oh,
though,
yeah.
As well.
It was awesome.
That's super satisfying.
My friends suck it. Yeah, he sucked. He was not a good guy.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. But I feel like these days, like if it was a new friend or something and it happened, I think that I'm so easily influenced.
Mm-hmm.
And I would potentially just, you know, with a good partner whose character I trust and know, I'd be like, am I misreading something?
If suddenly your friend didn't like
no,
him,
if my partner
didn't
like the
friend.
Yeah.
Well, that's insidious though, isn't it?
Yeah,
like what am I missing?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you seeing?
Exactly.
Or what are you inventing?
Totally.
Are they threatened?
Absolutely possible.
I feel like a lot of it's, especially like hetero male-female relationships, if the guy doesn't like a friend.
Yeah.
It's threatened.
Yeah, for the most part. But I will say, I think because of my like weird history with friendships and stuff, I know that Jacob has pulled me up on like putting too much weight on friendships before.
Oh, okay.
Like someone's opinion of me and
sure.
me being like, it's the be all and end all. And he's like, honey, no.
That's
like,
oh, wow, that's really nice of him.
Yeah.
Are you an anxious person?
Yo, I never think so.
Okay.
Maybe.
I'm just relating as an anxious person. The
I guess
questioning,
so.
The double questioning everything. But that's so nice to have someone who's just like, hang on, let's slow it down.
Totally.
Look objectively.
Yeah. And be like, look at, you know, why they might say something or, you know, their
maybe
motives.
Going
behind.
On with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It actually has been helpful.
That's great. Really good to have a partner like that.
Yeah. But I can't imagine if he just was like, nah, they're annoying. I'd probably just be like, okay, don't hang out with us.
Yeah, actually, me too.
Right?
Weird.
It'd be so weird.
Actually, it'd be so weird if suddenly Luke was like, that friend from work or something, I don't like them.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't see why. Ew, yuck.
Yeah.
I would start questioning his character.
Totally.
Big time. Big
time.
What the
fuck is going on?
Yeah.
All right. Great. Thank you.
There's a warning to him.
It's a good warning.
Thank you for popcorn, by the way.
Oh my God, of course. Of course. It's a little bit burnt, actually. I'm so sorry.
Perfect.
Oh, thank you. That's really kind. Last night I had popcorn and Easter eggs for dinner.
Fuck yeah.
It was so good.
Have you ever done the thing of like melting chocolate like M&M's?
I have.
Yeah.
I have. But I prefer separately so that I can have like a bite of the popcorn and like a very specific bite. Like being a little autistic with it, you know? Like,
well,
like,
and then you're in control of the exact amount and texture and combination.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Now, speaking of being in control.
Yes.
You are a podcast producer.
Sure.
And you have had a few friends like, do you produce the actual podcasts for some people that are your friends?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Yeah, so we, I work at DM Podcasts, mm-hmm. so we do actually have a few, like, we have a lot of comedians on our slate and stuff, but no, we've got, like, kind of an unspoken thing mm-hmm. at work that if you are personally friends with someone...
That's so good.
Someone else, like, it's up to us kind yep. of thing, but I think it's better to keep those things separate.
Yeah, yeah, totally, because I was going to ask, I'm like... Gosh, I wonder if listening to someone's podcast, editing anything, you know, doing that whole thing would maybe turn you off them as a friend.
Because they turn me off the podcast.
No.
As a person, 100%.
Like, this guy, I edit
my own
podcast.
I hate myself.
Oh, my God. No, I get that.
Shut this bitch up.
I actually completely get that. I hit a wall last week where I was just like, I was editing the episode and I was like, shut up, you stupid bitch. God. And it's like the video as well. And I'm like, goddamn shut up.
There'd be so many times where I'm like editing our podcast and like each track, you know, each person has its own track. And mm-hmm. I just like look ahead. I'm like, my track, why is there so much waveform on this for so long? Let the woman speak, Alex. but no, I think it's smart to not produce your own friends' stuff, because you don't want to be that person like, hey,
totally,
can you send me that thing
yeah.
I asked you for?
Yeah,
sorry
yeah.
to be annoying. Ugh, yuck.
Very complicated, because I have spoken to a fair few guests about working with friends.
Yeah,
and for the most part, it's in much more of a collaborative thing, like your podcast.
Yes, yeah, can do that.
Like people being like comedy partners, you know. It's very different to then kind of being like the boss.
Yeah. Like not a boss, but yeah, but a producer. Yeah. Being like, can you get me that thing?
Exactly.
I need you to send that thing over.
That would be very tough.
Ugh, imagine saying that to like Mike Goldstein and Nick Kappa. Like, yeah, I did it. I'm so sorry.
No.
Love you guys. And this way I can still listen to my friends' podcasts and enjoy them rather than get in them and edit them and all that stuff.
Oh, thank God. Mm. Do you listen to a lot of friends' podcasts?
I do. Yeah, I have a few on rotation.
That's nice. I do too. I always think that I'm alone.
Yeah, no. Because I'm not super, like, I'm not as social as I used to be in the comedy scene, because I'm just getting older and tireder.
Life.
In bed by 10 these days kind of thing. So I do gig and stuff, so that's where I normally see. But I do enjoy listening to comedians' podcasts, because it gives me the tea on what's going on in the scene.
Yeah, 100%.
That I might have missed otherwise.
No, of course. I mean, that's why I think I started listening to a lot of Australian comedy podcasts.
Well, yeah,
I was in Brisbane especially. It's like I'd meet all these people, they'd come to town, and then I'm like, bye.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah. Well, for example, like Phone Hacks, I listen to that regularly.
Yeah.
And I just get all the goss on what's going on in Melbourne.
It's so great. Mm. It's really good to know.
Yeah.
It's also like how I forged friendships with people, you know? I'm just like, I listen to everything. We know each other.
I know everything about you.
I know everything about you.
You don't know who I am.
And they're terrified. But in my head, we're friends.
Oh my God, the parasocial relationships to podcasters. Oh. I have had a lot of that over the years.
It's hard.
It's really hard.
I imagine you probably also get it from your own podcast, from fans of your own podcast, right?
Kind of, I guess. I don't know if they're feeling that. Everyone's just so nice.
Oh.
Easy to talk to.
You see, people probably have thought about that about you if you have ever been like parasocially.
That's true. Whereas I see myself as like
exactly.
peering through the windows.
Oh my God, that's so relatable. Oh my God. I literally have asked, like when I think I was a few episodes into the podcast, I asked Goldstein himself. I was like, was I annoying you when I was messaging you because I was listening to your podcast and I thought we were friends?
That's so cute.
And he was like, no, you were just cool.
Nice.
Like,
yeah,
you're nice.
Right? Yeah.
Like, you were doing comedy. Like, we're on the same. What are you talking about?
Shut up. It's worse now.
You made it weird.
That's what we do.
Oh, okay. So, is that anxiety?
I think, yes.
Oh.
Well, I like to attribute all of my foibles to anxiety.
Okay.
I don't know if that falls on my one. But I think so. Just the overthinking. Anything,
yeah.
It's the overthinking of it all.
Hmm. Great to know.
Sorry to diagnose you.
No, it's okay. I've only been diagnosed with bipolar, so I'm like, this is a step up.
So you've got one in the bank.
Mm-hmm. I'll take another one.
Yeah.
I've sorted out bipolar now. I'm fine.
Sick.
I definitely didn't spend all my money today.
But remember look at what I bought.
Wonderful sleeping mask on my head. Pretty cute. Gorgeous. Thank you.
Okay, well, that's a tax deductible.
It is. Every single sleeping paraphernalia, every single pink thing that I get is tax deductible. I love it.
I love it.
Thank you. I think we got to play our sleepover games now.
Sleepover games?
Yes. I play sleepover games with the guest to get to know them a little better.
Yum.
Yum indeed.
I now, love it.
But I don't know that much about you except for what I have consumed of your content. Mm. So I would like you to know that I know that. And I've made some assumptions.
Okay. I love it.
Like the fact that you are an absolute delight and a really, really lovely person.
Stop.
So we're going to start with would you rather.
Okay.
The first would you rather. Would you rather never be able to say thank you or sorry? Never.
Ooh.
You got to think about the consequences here.
Oh, yeah, that's hard. Okay, so if you could never say thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, I couldn't. Mm-hmm. I couldn't go through life not thanking people. Mm-mm. Because I hate it when I don't get thanked.
That's fair.
Put that on someone else. But then to never say sorry.
I know.
Actually, that would probably help.
It would be useful,
but... It would actually be useful because I think I say it too much.
What if you accidentally killed someone?
Oh, no.
And then you can't say sorry?
Can you substitute for my apologies?
Oh, that's pretty...
Did you say that in court? My apologies.
That's still... Psycho.
It's still very psycho.
So psycho. My apologies, sir.
Okay, well, if you want to maybe like looking at it from like a data perspective, mm-hmm. do I say what's more useful in life? Like what happens more often?
Mm.
Having to apologize.
Unnecessary
or wanting to
apology
thank someone.
Probably more
yeah.
often.
But that's, it's unnecessary.
Exactly.
So what necessary mm-hmm. happens more often? I would like to be able to say thank you.
Yep. All right. Great choice.
Mm.
Great choice.
I'll probably message you later and change my... I'll overthink it and be like, did I... No, I've come at it from a different angle now. Can I do a pickup and you edit it?
Anytime. You just let me know within now and next week. I'll shove it in the episode.
Hi, guys. Alex here with another NB.
I've done that before when I can't think of a word. I just drop in when I've realized and I'm like, this was the word, fucking idiot.
I have, because on our podcast, not so much the main feed, but on the Patreon, we get more into like our like personal lives and stuff and just more freewheeling. We're not just reviewing stuff as we do on the regular feed. A few times I've had to do pickups of just my overthinking, like clarification on stuff. I'm mm-hmm. like, okay, guys, I feel like I didn't properly explain that story well. Here's just a few more clarifying points. Nightmare to listen to.
That's so funny, but that's the beauty and the curse of editing yourself. Yeah, I'll just fix that little bit.
It is.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
Oh God. All right. Now this one is very general.
Okay.
But I am interested to know what you think. Mm-hmm. Would you rather your hair was spaghetti?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like it's not going off. Okay. It's always fresh, tasty spaghetti. Even
cooked spaghetti.
Cooked yep. spaghetti.
Okay.
Or all spaghetti was hair.
Oh.
And everyone kept eating it.
And everyone's okay with it?
Like they're not happy, but it's still an option.
And this has just changed in the world suddenly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take one for the team of the globe and have spaghetti hair.
Spaghetti hair. Okay. Great choice.
Yeah. Because I feel like everyone deserves to eat spaghetti.
That's really sweet. And then... You have a supply of spaghetti forever.
Just chop, chop.
You can never starve.
Give me some Alfredo up there.
I mean, that's really nice.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me this option. I'm excited for my new life.
It could be a massive, like, massive thing for the career as well. Like, who's the girl with the spaghetti hair?
Could you imagine?
Are you kidding me?
I would have to do another name change. My new stage name is Spaghetti Hair Girl.
It's not got the same ring to it, I'll be honest. I thought you were going to go something with Alex J, but no. Spaghetti hair girl. All right.
God, what a hook, though. I would blow up.
You would.
I would blow up.
Oh, my God. The first TikTok. Insane.
Well, now I'm jealous of hypothetical spaghetti hair girl.
I'll work on it. I'll let you know when the science is there.
We're all trying to find our hook, you know, in the social media world.
Oh, we are. Mine's pajamas. Dying. I'm grasping at straws. Okay. Next game is Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Love.
So saucy. Now, you were just watching the Oscars.
I was.
Yesterday.
Just yesterday, yes.
This is huge.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I love to go with a classic pop culture sometimes. Love it. Like most, I mean, most of the time it's pretty conceptual.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, Mary Kills, you know, maybe it's a brand of ice cream.
Abstract. Oh.
But I don't know. I know that you know pop culture.
I sure do.
And so we're going with that. Okay. Fuck, Mary Kill, Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr. and Christopher Nolan.
Ooh.
Oscar award winners.
Okay. I am going to marry Cillian Murphy.
Sorry, I said his name wrong.
No, that's fine. I only know that because I was corrected on my own podcast okay. once about it.
No, so. Thank God. Shit.
Not my back by a Shit. Listener. I'm sure we were corrected by quite a few, what I imagine are Irish listeners.
What a surprise.
On the pronunciation of Cillian Murphy. I would marry him. He seems like a cool guy.
Yeah.
I really liked his speech yesterday. He just seems like, he just seems fun.
Yeah.
Oh, although I did hear he's a bit of a root rat. I heard a rumor
that
he's a bit of a cheaty McCheater. And that's why they live in Ireland and not like America.
To him keep him wife. Away?
I guess so. That's what I've heard.
So funny.
So oh maybe not. Actually, no. So I take it back. I won't marry Cillian.
Yep.
I will marry, God, the other two just seem like. a lot.
They seem like a lot.
I'll marry Christopher Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
He does seem to have a good relationship with his wife. She's his like co-person on all of his projects. That's they work good. Together, so surely that means he must be okay as a husband.
Surely.
Okay,
or really good at controlling.
Like, oh no!
Really good.
We'll butt heads with that. I'll sort him out. And then I will fuck Cillian Murphy then, because if he's a root rat, he's going to be a fun time.
He's going to be great. That's so smart.
And that, I'm so sorry, Robert, but he's had his time. Uddy J, you've had your time.
That's
you've
crazy.
You've had a great career, a great life. He's well loved. And could you imagine if he goes out at this point in his career, he's just won his first Oscar?
That's actually going to do tribute. Him wonders. Yeah. I mean, the residuals his family are going to make are going to be great.
And his legacy.
Yeah.
Before he can, like, fuck it up or anything. Yeah. So I feel like I'm doing him a favor.
I think you are. You're a hero.
That's a great three. I know. Yeah, I have a lot of feelings about those men.
thank you. Yeah, I get confused by Robert Downey Jr. because he reminds me of my dad, but also I think he's hot. But like he's not my dad, so it's okay. No, he's not my dad, so it's okay. And my dad listens to this, so I don't know why I just said that.
That is a thing, though.
It's a thing.
I like the guy. And he kind of reminds me. Oh, no.
No, exactly. It is a thing. It happens.
Boys do it.
Boys do it all the time. Yeah, fuck them. anyway, next one. I've got another fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, I love.
It's still pop culture.
Okay, cool. Fun.
It's J-Lo. It's Ariana Grande. And it's Fran Drescher.
Oh, okay. I need to marry Fran Drescher.
Yes.
100%.
I don't think I could have handled any other answer.
Yeah, thank you.
She's just perfect.
She's incredible. Oh. Could you imagine, like, everything would just be filled with joy?
It'd be so fun every single day.
And she'd have beautiful. Such incredible stories.
Oh, my God, of course. And that voice.
That voice. And the wardrobe that we could
check. Oh, my God.
I imagine she still has all of the
obviously
outfits from the nanny.
I mean, she's still dressing like a queen, so.
Did you see her at the SAG?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Oof. Okay, cool. So we'll marry Fran. I'm going to fuck Ariana. Again, I feel like.
Wow.
I don't know. There's a lot of hullabaloo about her. And
wow.
Maybe she's okay at it.
That is crazy. You think Ariana Grande is better in bed than J-Lo?
Yeah. So I have a lot of hard feelings about J-Lo in recent times. Did you speak to Beck about her visual album and documentary?
No,
about
I did
the visual
not.
Album? Okay. Oh, boy. I'm about to just make your night. If you have Please. Some free time soon. So J-Lo's just recently released a visual album a la Beyonce's Homecoming kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
No, like Lemonade.
Yep. Okay.
She wanted it to be lemonade. And then she's also made a documentary about the making of that virtual album. Both pieces of media are insane.
I have heard things about them.
Oh my gosh. If I can implore you to watch anything, it's the documentary. Don't bother watching the visual album. It's too ridiculous. But the documentary is crazy. She made it herself.
Yeah.
She self-funded it.
Yeah.
She had complete control over everything. Awesome. And you can tell. Oh. It is just it's a tribute to herself and the trials and tribulations she's been through, and everything in it is so over the top and self-flagellating and incredible. It's just like a perfect, like, someone who's just too famous for their own good and no one is telling them no. So for that reason, if I don't want J-Lo to
perish, but someone's got to
for three.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's a lot.
That's understandable. That's,
and I feel like Ben's a bit done as well. You can kind of
tell. Heard from the doco. Yeah, I'm so interested.
Maybe
okay,
I can set him free.
I'm 100%. Where can I watch this? Is it
Prime?
Okay, awesome. I am putting that on probably as soon as you leave.
But please watch it before they pull it, because
it's gonna go.
They have to pull it. It's so bad.
You see, I don't like. I don't want to talk crazy shit about another person, but I don't think there's any single possible way of J-Lo ever hearing this.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's happening. I don't think I'm on a radar.
I don't think she listens to anything except herself.
Well, this is the crazy.
I mean,
crazy thing.
Say this with the biggest go off queen.
Absolutely, go off queen.
It's her whole thing.
I do wonder if perhaps she has some insecurity because she's what, a singer and an actor.
Mm-hmm.
She's not great at either of those.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's an excellent performer, though. The dancing.
Like live performance. Yeah, the dancing.
The dances are incredible. I think she's not bad at acting, like in rom-coms. She's very good at the lots of emotion close-ups. No?
I mean, this is subjective.
We all have our own opinions.
Maybe I need to watch some more recent ones.
Maybe.
I can't do any of these. I mean, I can sing, but like I can't act. So
but you're not
like,
making
you know.
A $20 million documentary about how you're the best at all of those things, though.
Exactly.
That's what the. So you're allowed, you know.
Crazy. Oh my God, that's so
she's
crazy.
She's okay. She's J-Lo.
She's
quite,
doing great. She's, okay. She's J-Lo. And she's, I mean, not. Obviously, it's not the most important thing in the world, but she is one of the hottest women to exist.
Fucking stunning.
It's crazy. Yeah. And that is a talent.
It is.
It is.
Like, I probably sound like I'm angry at her, but I love all of this for her.
Oh,
it is
absolutely.
Fascinating to watch. Mm. It's like just good old school celebrity crazy. And
I love it.
We haven't seen that in a while because everyone's very like just watching themselves and second guessing and thinking about what they say. J-Lo, no, she sinks 20 mil into a movie and it's fantastic.
That's so awesome. I'm so excited.
Please, please watch it and let me know what you think.
I absolutely will.
Again, three people have very strong feelings about. Well done.
Thank you. I do try to do a little research. Okay. Shit. I have the last game is always truth or dare.
Ooh.
But I had consulted the lovely Beck Charlwood for the dare, but I forgot to write it down and I forgot what part of it is. How is that for professionalism?
Love that. I'm impressed that stuff is written.
Thank you.
What do you mean professionalism?
Thank you.
Have you seen this one before?
No. As soon as I get a podcasting pro in here, I'm like, please. I fucked it up.
No.
Maybe because of that, I might just do a different game for the end, which I do have, if that's okay.
Of course.
I feel bad.
No, I am more than happy to play any games.
If you'd like, I'll give you a call throughout the week and we'll just play Truth or Dare.
I mean, we can do that.
Awesome. The girls' night as well, you know, very much an option.
Do you know what? Actually, it's so lame, but cool at the same time. I went, I had my sister's hens on the weekend, this weekend just gone. And as part of like her little, like, gave her a little gift box of bits and pieces for the hens weekend. And one of it was just like this drinking game for bachelorette party specifically. And it's Truth or Dare, essentially. So it's called Sip or Spill. And it's just a book full of all these really good prompts.
Yeah,
so if we do have that sleepover girls' night.
That sounds so fun.
I will grab that book.
I love that. That
some
sounds
really good
so
prompts.
Fun. Okay.
To be honest, it was like because her and I ended up in the hotel like right at the end of the night, and we were just like winding down, and we were like, let's play some of these.
Yeah.
And to be honest, some of them were a bit too much that we were just like, I don't want to talk about that with someone I'm related to, actually.
Totally, totally. Well, I found that when sometimes I'll look up like, you know, they have like a, you know, New York Times is like, this is a list of ways to get to know your best friend better, or to get to know your friend better. And a lot of it's just really sex related stuff. And I'm like, I can't be asking guests this. This is crazy. Fuck, marry, kill already feels like enough, you know? And that's very silly. But it's like, I don't always know the guests. That's crazy. What's the dirtiest place you fucked? Like, no.
Do you do anal? Nice to meet you, by the way.
You'd be insane. Well, that's a great idea. The cards sound fun. Mm. Okay. Last game then.
Yes.
It's called Bend or Snap.
Oh.
And it's basically, if your friend did this thing, would your friendship bend or snap?
Oh, I love that.
Thank you.
Cute.
Thank you. I didn't make it up. I've got to give that one to Dan. She's a listener, friend of the show. Love you.
Shout out Dan.
Okay. So bend or snap. If your friend wasn't the loveliest person.
Wait, what does bend and snap mean again?
Bend is like the friendship is okay. So we're going to bend on that one. It's flexible.
Flexi. Okay.
Snap is it's over. Done.
Bend.
Bend.
I don't want to be friends with the loveliest person.
You're the loveliest. They
won't bitch to me about J-Lo.
Oh my God, so true.
You know?
So true. You've got to have a bit of bitching in a friendship. It's so important.
A bit of spice in that.
Oh my God. Okay, great. Makes sense. Bend or snap, someone who doesn't like movies.
Bend. I think that's fine. That's fine by me.
Okay. Would you judge him a little? Like, that's a big call.
To be honest, you know, I judge people who are more like, I don't like TV shows.
Yeah. Yeah. I got into an argument, a discussion recently with someone being like, I just don't have the time and that's a waste of my brain space. Oh, and I was like,
rude.
Get fucked.
Rude.
I'm sorry. It is an incredible hobby.
It's literally the hobby for it's the hobby. Most of the world.
And why not? It's awesome. TV is so good. There's so much great TV.
It's so good. Yeah. When someone's like, I only watch movies. I don't know what TV shows people watch. Parks and Rec, never heard of it. Get out of here.
No, it's not cool.
So that's fine. I don't really watch movies with friends. So I'd be fine if they don't. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I might be a bit influenced by the 5 years of a movie podcast I did where I'm like, that was enough movies for a while.
Yeah. That's so fair.
Yeah. You don't watch movies? Awesome.
We can talk about something else. Yeah. Okay. Last one. Mm. Bend or snap if they don't like your cats.
That's going to be a snap.
Fuck yeah. Kill them.
What would they have to say about them? Doesn't make sense. Perfect case in point. Beck is deathly allergic to cats. And even she will still express affection towards mine. Yeah. And I know that means a lot.
Yeah.
She's literally in pain.
She's
going to
die.
Yeah. I will
let you know that we played Fuck, Marry, Kill. And I said Michelle Azevedo's cat, Sherlock.
Okay.
My cat.
Oh, no. That was Louis.
And your cat, Puppy. And Beck chose Kill Sherlock, Michelle's cat.
I'm so sorry, Michelle.
Fuck my cat, Louis. And he is very hot. So it makes sense. And marry
She's
Puppy.
Marry Puppy. Yeah. They would have a great time together. Really cute. He's a lot of fun.
Aww.
He doesn't expect much.
He sounds gorgeous. Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Chloe. Oh my God. Has been so fun.
I'm so, so glad. Any freaking time.
Please, anytime, genuinely.
Okay, well, come back tomorrow.
Okay.
This is it from now on. Can you tell the listeners where to find you and all that podcast?
Yes, I am on socials at AlexJ1, the number one, and Scream Queens podcast. Every Monday and Wednesday, we drop episodes. Mondays, we've got pop culture gossip. And then Wednesdays, we do reviews. So we review things on the screens, whether it be movies, TV shows, TikToks, that kind of stuff. So Screen Queens every Monday and Wednesday.
So freaking great. And you guys are just like crazy entertaining.
Oh, thank you.
You have just such, I mean, perfect, Ditto. Wonderful. Thank you. But you have perfect, wonderful chemistry and just like I love listening to you guys. It's very
fun. Thank
you.
We have very fun. Lots of fun.
Yeah, so gorgeous. Thank you, beautiful people, for listening. I love you. Bye.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.